Law number 7, the perfect law of liberty. What's the perfect law of liberty? Let's just quickly do the law of God. The law of God isn't the law of Moses. The law of God is the righteousness of God. He's a righteous God. With my mind, I serve the law of God. Well, Paul wasn't talking about the Moses. Moses' law was, if he was talking about that, he'd be back to being a Jew under Moses. He was talking about the law of God, which is the righteousness of God. So with my mind, I serve righteousness. That's just another way of saying that. Let's skip down to the next law, the perfect law of liberty. Now, the perfect law of liberty from James 1:25 says, but he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. So now, what is that saying? It's saying this. You want to be blessed in what you do? Okay, let's take the context. When you go over to the mirror, and you look in the mirror, and you see yourself as a louse, and you walk away, and you say, I'm not a louse, you'll be cursed, not blessed. But if when you go to the mirror and you look at this and say, I'm a louse, my flesh is wrong, and you from there turn to the Word, not to anything but the freedom of the Word, and you obey it and continue in it, now all of a sudden we have another whole story. Now you can be blessed. And I wrote this down. Listen to this. This is a paragraph, so don't try to write it all down. The law of Moses was imperfect in that it required obedience without necessarily producing change. Yeah, you had to obey the law, but it didn't necessarily change you. Whereas the perfect law of liberty required looking into the mirror, seeing self, hearing the word, and becoming a doer of it from the heart. Now that's change. This is always produces peaceful change. This is why it's called the perfect law. The Greek word, of course, teleos, complete. It's the only law that does the job of completing you. It's a perfect law. When you applied the law of Moses, it didn't perfect you. It was a schoolmaster to bring you to Christ. But when you apply the perfect law of liberty, it changes you. It will perfect you, because it changes you on the inside, because that's what the ministry of the word. Listen to this. I like this. The law, talking about the law of Moses, the law is for sinners. The perfect law for saints. Yeah. The perfect law was a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. Well, that's not for Christians. But the perfect law isn't for lost people, it's for saved. It's for saints. So I wrote down, the law was the schoolmaster to bring unbelievers to Christ, while the perfect law was the graduation certificate that made change possible for believers. The perfect law makes change possible. Why is it called the perfect law of liberty? Because under the law of Moses, you'd be required to keep all the law and all of the ceremony, or you could even get into the arena of spirituality or change. Whereas under the perfect law of liberty, you put your faith in Jesus Christ, you're born again, and now you're free from the fulfillment of the ceremony, the condemnation of that law. You're standing justified in Christ, and now all of a sudden you can apply the word of God to your life without condemnation. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
You see, the one didn't apply it without condemnation. There never was a time under the law of Moses, the whole law, the law of Moses, when you weren't condemned by it. That's why there were so many ceremonies. You see, the ceremonies were there to take care of your problem with the law. You'll provide a turtle dove for this. You'll provide a goat for this. You'll provide a lamb for that. You'll provide a bullock for this sin, and on and on and on it went. Well, all that was for your flesh. You don't do that when you're saved. Jesus did the whole lot. He did a complete work. You don't have to worry about that. You don't have to come every day and say, oh boy, I got to get this all over again. No. The perfect law of liberty says, I'm free from the ceremony of having to rehearse all of my sins and shortcomings and provide atonement for them, because they're already under the blood. All I've got to do now is learn how to walk in the Word free. That's why in Romans 8 he says, there's now therefore no more condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk after the Spirit, not after the flesh. With the law of sin and death in the flesh says it's going to not disappoint you, it'll wipe you out. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the perfect law of liberty is an opportunity from God it allows us to understand how good he has been to us. He says, I've got a law for you. It's not the law of Moses this time. It's the law of liberty. You are free from that ceremony. You are free from coming running to the priest and say, my God, look what I did. It's under the blood now. Turn to that word and do it and walk in it. And the Holy Spirit, remember the first law, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ, which has made us free from the sin of the law of sin and death. The Holy Spirit now has to take that word and minister it to you. And you don't get it overnight. See, that's why we like the perfect law of liberty. The perfect law of liberty says I don't have to get it overnight. I mean, how many of you want to get it overnight? Sure I do. I mean, if I could today have a service and we could pray a prayer and we'd all be perfect here on earth, never sin again, and do away with our flesh, we'd all come forward and say, please me first. Sort of like the time machine. I'll try it first. We would. We don't want to. We've been born again. See, that's one of the reasons I know I'm born again. I don't know I'm born again because I don't sin. I know I'm born again because I don't want to. Now that's a deep one. Yeah. I don't want to. And I have to know by the perfect law of liberty that I'm free to discover righteousness by the power of the Holy Spirit as he helps me to walk in the Word. And you can't get in the way of that process. The biggest harm in Christians' lives is when other folks step into the equation. Yeah. I know you're under the perfect law of liberty, but I just want to set you straight. Yeah. Sir, you'd better make sure you hear from God. And that comes back to our faith being revelation-based. Or you're going to violate that perfect law of liberty. And it's interesting, he says you're going to be judged by it. Now, what does that mean? It simply means this. You're going to live by the law of liberty, and we're going to be judged by the law of liberty, because I'm free now, and I can get away with a whole lot.